This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Great to play at home in front of our fans. Fans were again outstanding. Really thought in the second half we turned on the complimentary football, led by the fourth down stop by the defense. Got another takeaway, which led to seven. The takeaway in the first half, we didn't get anything off of it. The offense was able to get into a rhythm in the second half, to me primarily by winning the line of scrimmage, and that sets up everything else. And really, I thought the second half we did a better job on both sides of the ball up front, winning the line of scrimmage. And again, that sets up everything we're trying to do. T-Bass executed, not an easy week for him, but I thought he showed some mental toughness and came out and executed. Good, solid kicks. The kickoff return in the first half sparked us, led by Brandon and the guys there. That was a big play for us from an energy standpoint. Just a good overall team win, and I know it's been talked about with what Coop did, and it's good to have him here. He made an impact just in 4 days, right? Really four teachable, learnable days, and then to come out on day five here and execute like he did was impressive, and I give him credit. And the time he was able to put in with DJ Mangus, both in this case player and coach, putting in extra time to come out and execute like he did. So again, good team win. Good to do it at home in front of our fans. A lot to clean up. It's hard to win in the National Football League, so we've got to get back to work. Time's yours.
On Murray's touchdown, looked like there was a little bit of communication between him and Keon. Can you kind of take us through that play and how he knew what he was supposed to do after looking out and checked it?
Yeah, it was a situation. We practiced during the week. And I think Coop looked like he beat the man 1-on-1, and Josh made a good throw. Coop made the catch, good protection. So I just thought, again, overall in the second half, it really just became good, sound, fundamental football. Nothing fancy. Everyone doing their job.
Any update on Curtis or Terrell?
Nothing yet. Okay. Probably know something tomorrow here.
Obviously a lot of positives, 34 straight points, but the slow start, down 10-0, how much of a concern was that? What did you see in terms of readiness at the start of the game?
Yeah, I thought we were ready. I took the ball in the first half because of the wind being a factor, knowing we felt like, at least you never know, life of a weatherman, but we felt like it was going to gust a little bit more in the second half, so we wanted to have the opportunity to get the win when we wanted it, and came out and we started slow, to your point, Jay. Three straight three and outs. Some of those were self-inflicted. Had a drop, had a penalty. Can't remember on the next drive what happened, but just not good enough and not what you want to do in that situation. And then defensively, again, came back to fundamentals. Got to win the line of scrimmage better early in the game. Got to have our eyes in the right spots from a discipline standpoint, and we've got to execute and tackle, get off blocks and tackle. So. And then that affected, I thought, the line of scrimmage defensively in the first half. When they're able to run for 72 yards in the first half and throw for 146, they're a two-dimensional team, and that that's tough because you don't know, how to call the game at that point, right? So I thought the coaches did a really good job at halftime, players as well, and settling down and communicating and then making good adjustments.
Along those lines, have you seen that to be a strength of Bobby, because the defense has really played well in the second half of games?
Yeah, the defensive staff led by Bobby did a great job just settling in and giving the guys what they do best, and the players, to their credit, just think they understood then what was happening. Sometimes when you're not playing well, you're not in a rhythm and you're on your heels, or you're a little bit like, hey, what's actually going on? And so the communication really the identification of it by the coaches from the press box down, and then to get that communicated to the players so that they're like, okay, I understand what you're saying. I'll just, you know, and then they can adjust from there.
Sean, how big was that fourth down stop in Dwayne Carter? I feel like you talk about him out weekly. How have you seen him grow?
Yeah, I mean, we got some young guys really contributing. DC, in that case, big-time play. I think it was TB that made the third down stop, maybe. It's hard to see from the sideline there. Keon, big time again today. And, you know, I'm probably going to leave some names out here. But, yeah, these young guys, Ray Davis again, the way he ran in the second half, again, you could feel him, square pads to the line of scrimmage and very physical.
Coach, a lot of window dressing in that first half, play action, bootlegs, things of that nature. How important was it to preach eye discipline and gap integrity in that second half?
Yeah. Good sound football. We've been preaching it. We've got to continue to preach it. Having your eyes in the right spots, doing your job, being in your gap, getting off blocks, tackling. It's not fancy, but it's what you need to do to be good on defense in this case, and good as an overall football team.
Both you and Josh singled out DJ Mangus specifically for his work with Amari this week. Is there anything specific that you noticed or that DJ did to help Amari get ready for today?
Well, number one, it takes two of them, right? So the player has to want to do it, and that's the start of it. Willing to put in more time, I'm saying, right? In and around the normal schedule, in the gaps of the schedule, and we've got a lot of good young coaches that do a lot of work for us behind the scenes, and you can look them up. But those guys deserve a lot of credit, breaking the games down, staying up late, getting up early. There's not a lot of sleep in those jobs, and all those guys have done a really good job.
Sean, with it being here mid-October, back-to-back wins that you had to really gut out, what does it say about your team's patience or, I guess, confidence? I don't want to put words in your mouth, but what it might be is when things aren't necessarily clicking, that you're hanging in there and you're waiting, you're able to get it going without panic or falling apart.
Yeah, I think it goes back to, again, the trust that the players have in the coaches and the trust that the coaches have in the players. Making key adjustments, knowing our players as well and what they do best. Usually when you're giving them what they do best, they're able to execute and show who they really are. So we continue to learn. We had some injuries today. Some young guys stepped up. We'll see if those guys are healthy or not going into next week. And it's the experience that some of these guys are getting, the young players, the players that are having to step up due to some of the injuries, hopefully will benefit us down the stretch where we have that key level of experience from not just the starter, but the backup, if you will, the primary backup or so. So just a good team win overall, and I'm proud of the guys, coaches, staff, everyone for how they handled it.
What about Josh? He managed the game today?
Yeah, I wrote down when I came in my locker after the game, I'm curious how many times, he was affected in the first half versus how many times he was affected in the second half. And for what it's worth, the play that stands out to me is the throw to Dalton. I think it was a third down conversion. That was a huge play, right? Great throw, great catch, and to have the time to do that. That's not even throwing for depth. You're throwing for width because it was an outside-breaking route. Big-time play, and it looked like Josh in the second half. I mean, again, some key completions again. We're in our 4-minute offense, but we're still somewhat being aggressive or calculated aggressive with some throws to Keon and taking care of the football at the same time.
For follow up on Tim's question, 2-0, how do you build off this momentum?
Get back to work, stay humble, get back to work, do our jobs.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.